there's no denying, dude.
I was actually pumped
that I was like, she's dating Marcus Stone. I was cucked at a young age, and I was excited about it.
I got my heart broken, dude. I was in love with this girl, and she just like led me on AIM. Dude, I was on AIM faithfully for like hours a night, chatting it up, being like, I love this girl. Showed up to a football game, it was just some other dude. And I was just like, that's how I found out. I just went.
You went home and put on.
That's when my heart went cold, dude.
Change your away message to like, wake me up.
Dude, I might as well have.
Drink a whole bottle, a water bottle full of Smirnoff.
Yeah. That's when you take
actually,
to the.
I did do that one time, blacked out.
It's the worst.
Dude, I remember just being like, I was so mad. And then, dude, my heart went cold for like basically 25 years.
She created a monster.
Created a monster, dude.
Yeah, now you no longer love the hoes. You put in all that time on AIM.
And that was it. That was like the hardest
but
I tried.
For real, what was better, though, than getting on AIM? And then you'd thinking see they were online.
Oh, like, my God,
hey,
dude.
Immediately. Hey, what's up?
Dude, and they had like, I would just get turned on by their screen names. They'd have like capital, lowercase, capital.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
fuck, girl names?
So fucking hot.
Girl names? What was yours again?
XO.
Fat Matt Strikes Back.
Fat Matt Strikes Back. Fat Matt Strike Back is, fuck, that's good.
It was Fat Matt 61, and then I got kicked off of AOL.
And then you made the comeback, dude. That's what you struck
back. I made a school shooter thing reference right before Columbine. Didn't know Columbine was going to happen, obviously. Columbine happens. Someone reports the thing I wrote.
You're Nostradamus.
Dude, I got fucking, my mom freaked out, man. So I got kicked off of AOL for a year.
Fuck,
so when
I
got back.
How cool fucking
Fat Matt Strikes
was.
Back with a STYKS. Fat Matt Strikes Back.
Oh, hell
back.
Yeah.
Damn, he was an 84 overall in NCAA.
Damn.
What the hell?
Fuck.
You might have played
the opposite.
With him before.
This lady got it. This lady, the dude she was with was a drug addict and they ruined their lives. And then I got in trouble for drinking, got shredded. And then I started getting a ton of pussy in high school, and I was just cold-hearted, dude.
It's karma.
I was brutal. I got my own karma. I would just sit with a girl, and she'd be like, do you love me? And I'd be like, yes. And have sex with her.
Oh,
nice. And like 3 weeks later, I'd be like, I don't think we should go out anymore.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
I was a monster, dude.
That's nice, though.
I was a piece of shit.
That's all right.
I mean, yeah, I didn't know any better, to be fair.
Yeah. And in hindsight, who cares?
True.
Because those girls didn't. And you taught them a valuable lesson at a young age.
I did.
Guys will lie to you to fuck you.
Yeah, I would be convinced.
It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Dude, one time I was in a car. The babe just put it on me, dude. Just fucking pressed it down on me and was like, I only have sex with my boyfriend. And I was like, I am your boyfriend.
I am your boyfriend.
I am your boyfriend.
Forever.
I love you. Yeah, I love you.
Yeah.
When you have sex in the back of my Jeep Explorer, it was a, not Jeep Explorer, it was a Ford Explorer. I mean, I was talking like 2-3 minutes max for our whole relationship. I would just be like, oh my God, not again. The whole time. We would park somewhere and I would come in like literally a minute and a half. Yeah. Like, what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah.
That's all I was rocking. The first time at SEX, I lasted 7 minutes.
Really?
7 minutes, dude.
That's
I was
bad.
Just like,
that's pretty good.
I'll be up to a half. I was out of my body.
Also,
it's
funny when you're a kid, you're like, man, I can't wait to fuck I'm so excited if I'm done in 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, nice.
Nice.
I definitely don't want to fuck for a half hour anymore.
No, you can't.
No part of me wants this.
You'll get sick.
Yeah, my head turns dark red. It looks insane, dude. The rest of my body's pale. I'm dark red head. The rest of my body is a totally different shade. I get a dark red head, and then my little pink teen is sticking out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just get tired, man. I get like... Right here, it's like red.
Yeah.
My wrist go back when I'm like holding my. Oh, I just locked my elbow.
Yeah, dude, you can't fight.
My wrist go back. I'm so old. Wrist go back, and I go like this, and I have these weird lines. Every time I get done, I'm like, did I eat something?
You got the baby. That's the baby wrinkle with the.
I get the baby wrinkles. I'm fucking red. I'm like this, dude. I'm in the seal. Just
it's
fucking.
A oh
yeah. Absolute seal.
Halfway through, I'm like, oh my God, my wrists.
Dude, that's a good now. The seal's nice.
The seal, dude.
I hit the seal. I'm a big walrus, dude. Nice elephant coming.
Every
at
single
you.
Time, I'm like. Afterwards, I'm like, no, seriously, that's like more red. I think that I might have eaten something.
This is different than it is every single time.
That's what I do. I come and then I'm like, I think I have an. I think
something's wrong. Something's wrong. I can't talk to you. I have to handle this. There's definitely not a subconscious thing that makes me not want to talk to you. Yeah. I got to handle my business.
I have a wrist rash.
Yeah,
I used to work with a guy who would eat And he would just like, dude, his arms would just go all red. And I'm like, dude, I think you're like allergic to shit. He's like, nah, man, it always happens after. I'm like, I think you got an allergy, dude. I'm pretty sure. His arms would just blotch up anytime he
really
ate. It was crazy.
That happened to me. I've had allergies. I've had allergic reactions before that have been weird.
Yeah.
One time I was drinking. I remember I was at my cousin's wedding and I was drinking whiskey. Ooh. And then my hands blew up, dude.
Really?
I don't know what. I'm sure it was probably something other than the whiskey. I probably was munching something.
Possibly.
Probably munched something. But my hands blew up and itched.
You're like Hitch.
It was bad. I'm basically Will Smith.
Damn, dude, that sucks.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Will, dude.
I think about it sometimes.
What?
When I drink, I'm like, I hope my hands don't explode.
Yeah, that would suck.
If they don't blow up. Because then I'd look like a fool.
I told you what happened when I took fucking, what was that shit called? Ripped something? It was a hydroxycut.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, I took that in high school, and I completely had an allergic, like, full-blown allergic reaction. I was by myself. I started, like, I was having, like, a hard time breathing, and I had blotches on all my joints and my neck, and I felt like I was, like, 140 dude. Degrees. And I laid naked in front of a fan.
Yeah, you're for, sensitive like, 20 minutes. To a lot of those dude, types. It's you're crazy. Sensitive to things. So
chemicals, dude.
Hydroxycut's insane. I think they took it off them.
I think it raised your body temperature. He takes hydroxy?
Still takes it. I'm like, dude, it's not good for you. Or maybe he takes an other version of it now.
Yeah. I think they've lessened.
He takes a fat burner?
Dude, he gets on and off, and I'm like, dude, you exercise. Just keep doing that. Like, you don't need to take the pills. He's got to be bad for you. He's
taking
like,
the soft.
Tell him to get on T.
He should get on T.
So he can.
Get him a. Shane? Dude, for Christmas, get him. I might get my dad an appointment for Christmas. A T check?
For T?
Get him some tea.
No, I like my dad losing his tea. He's a nice, sweet guy now.
Dude, that'd be sick.
Phil losing his tea has been very nice.
Probably is.
He's he's so excited to see me. He's like a happy, nice guy now. So sweet.
That is nice.
Coming home, I brought my pals over to the house.
Did you?
He gets to show off.
He's funny. Yeah, he's very funny.
Yeah, Phil's funny. My whole family turns it on. When people, I mean, everybody's does.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Mine do it to Matt every time.
Yeah, they turn it on, and I'm always such a dick about it. I'm like, guys, stop showing off for my friends.
So funny. Yeah, I like pulling up to the Deanie household.
I'd love to.
You charge this guy rent?
No, oh, yeah, I hit him with that one.
That set them for like days,
dude.
How about what all Gardenis have you been able to scope out?
Just
the whole gang?
Just the parents.
That's all there is.
Just the parents. And Ralphie Joe. Literally only, and Ralphie. I played with Ralphie in the backyard.
Ralphie Joe. What?
Ralphie Joe.
Wow.
And we're back. Sorry, we're razzing guard dog.
It's okay.
We're goofing.
Yeah, we're goofing.
We've been razzing you a little hard.
No, we have been taking it hard on the, or giving the business.
We got to keep you humble. The only reason we're doing this is because we.
Well, we got to get the venom out. We got to get the venom out, too. We're about to go tonight.
True.
Take it out. It could be an absolute. Bloodbath.
Big baby Oakerson.
I hope that's not the case.
I don't want it to be at all.
Hey, chill.
Hey, man. You guys are some nasty guys, man.
I used to be a nasty guy myself. You're going to regret it. It's going to keep you up at night sometimes.
Dude, wait till you guys get up there, dude. I'm 24. I look at a big wide open sky. Wait till your boots start, cement starts filling in your shoes. You're like, all right.
Yeah. Maybe I was a little critical of people I shouldn't have been, you know?
Yeah,
that'll happen. You get a little older, you realize everybody's got an uphill battle.
Yeah,
you don't know the battle people are fighting.
Yeah, you guys think it's all fucking funny.
You think it's funny to make
bullshit.
Fun of Nanette? It's not. She's having a tough time.
She is. She probably is having the toughest time out of anybody. Nanette.
Yeah. It's too bad she just comes off so fucking arrogant. That makes you not like her.
Yeah, I mean.
But I bet she's great.
Nanette. To be fair, I don't know if she'd be the funnest person to hang out with.
I bet she's great to hang out with.
I don't think she'd be that fun to hang out with, but it's because she's championing so many causes. You know, you got to make a choice.
It's gonna be tiring championing.
She's a river to her people.
Yeah,
Nanette is an absolute river to her people, and it's, you know, if you're a champion of causes, dude, it's tough.
Yeah, you guys think it's funny to make fun of people.
Yeah, you guys. It's make fun of Will Smith, dude.
What the fuck?
I never said that.
Yeah, you did.
I would never make.
You guys love seeing that guy.
You guys want how much?
You guys want to see him die. If he died, you guys would laugh. You guys would fucking laugh, dude. If Will Smith were to like run at some lady and start like kicking her in the ribs and some bus hit him, you guys would be like, that's what he gets. And you'd fucking laugh. And I'd be like, come on, guys, this is a tragic situation.
I'll be honest with
that
you.
That would be very funny.
I'd be delighted. if that happened to anybody.
Yeah, I mean, if Will Smith, if he physically assaulted his wife, if he was like, well, could you made me do, and just fucking punched her right in the fucking head, you guys would be like, oh, fuck, let me tweet
yeah,
a joke
would think
about
be funny.
This. Let
You'd
me
be like, oh,
a joke about this.
Sean would go,
Will Smith punched his wife. And
Sean would get on Twitter and go, I guess that was the Fresh Punch of Bel-Air. Those jokes stunk.
The
Will
oh
Smith
God,
jokes,
so
everything.
Bro, it was crazy. It's crazy now, too, that now there's like a stance and there's camps around it. It's like, dude, a retarded guy spazzed. And everyone's like,
yeah,
well, I'm on this side of the retarded guy spazzing. It's like, dude, it's a retarded guy spazzing.
Yeah,
that's
he's
all
fucked
it
up.
Is.
Yeah, it's not. There's no real politics here.
No,
you
it's
don't
a
have to pick a side on this.
It's a retarded guy.
Is what it is.
Who's just completely falling apart.
Yeah, he's having
falling
a tough
apart
time.
Even harder. It's falling down.
Yeah,
that might be. He should do falling down part two. It's just an
Chris
old
Rock.
Black dude being like, keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Dude. Tony Rock was popping off.
Tony Rock, I saw that. I like that. But actually, you know what? I kind of didn't.
Well, here's the unfortunate truth. Will Smith will beat the shit out of the entire Rock family.
Will Smith's a unit.
Dude, he's a trained
boxer.
6'2",
and
he's
a big,
boxer.
Big guy.
He's trained, dude.
The Rocks are small, I think.
Yeah.
Unless there's a boulder in there I don't know about.
Tony Rock's, I feel like, is a little bigger. But, dude, he had like a legitimate fight camp. For like a year and a half.
Yeah, for Ali.
Yeah, training.
Move
he's
like
a trained boxer.
Like a bee.
Trained boxer who's mentally deranged with a wife.
Yeah,
with a wife.
Up.
He's punch drunk for being cucked, dude. True. He's got champ brain for being cucked into a place.
He's got a bunch of stones. He's got some stones coming around him. He's like, who's that? She's like, it's just the starting quarterback for NC State.
Oh, no.
My worst nightmare. Yeah. That actually hurt. Look what you made me do.
I did like the speech when he was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess I got like lost in my role. I was just being like an overprotective father, just like Venus Serena. Hey guys, what's going on?
Yeah.
I was like, dude.
They're such an inspiration to black women everywhere.
So funny. Yeah, man. I mean, dude, it is funny now. The problem is, though, is the majority of people on earth, this is sad, are retarded and don't really think. So you're going to get women now who are like, that's going to be like a handbag of reactions where they're going to want their version of that now.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't be. Would
girls
you
always
me?
Want that. They I know. Genuinely, like, there's been several times I've been dating a girl where she'll just come on and be like, that guy just grabbed my ass.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, do you want me to go fist fight my friend?
Yeah.
Or can I just be done with that guy as a friend?
Yeah, I'll just fuck
I'll him. Just tell him you're gay for that.
Yeah.
That was fucked up and we won't talk.
Yeah, we're done.
I'm not going to go punch. I'm not going to get kicked out of Bourbon Street on Harris in its fucking Harris.
What an awful strain of dude too.
What the dude who grabs
an
you?
Ass grabber? Oh. It's like, come on, man.
What an insane thing.
What a fight! I thought they stopped making them. I think they're very endangered species.
Yeah.
In the 90s, you get a friend that would get drunk, and if you had a girlfriend, would either like say something incredibly fucked up to her.
Yeah.
About you, or just in general, or like do some weird shit like that, or like, yeah, let's grind, and be like,
yeah, you gotta be like.